Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, the folks over at Fox News seem to have a rare moment of clarity after a shooting claimed the lives of two children at a Catholic school in Minneapolis today. A quick warning, this video is going to be heartbreaking. We're going to start off by playing a clip of this fifth grader who recalls his experience in the school shooting, and then from there, we're going to talk about the reaction from the news today. To start off, Governor Gavin Newsom of California points out, a fifth grader is having to report about a shooting that he just experienced. Wake up, America. This is not okay. And this clip has been going rather viral.
Like, the shots fired, and then we kind of, like, got under the pews. It kind of, they shot through the stained glass windows, I think. And it was really scary.
What did you do after that?
Well, we waited, like, 10 to 5 minutes, I don't really know. And then we went to the gym, and then the doors locked just to make sure he didn't come. And we waited in the gym for more news, and everyone was okay. Or most people were okay.
Who were your friend, Wes?
My friend got hit in the back.
Did he go to the hospital?
Yeah, he went to the hospital.
What went through your mind when you saw that?
I was super scared for him, but I think now he's okay.
I mean, people should not have to be growing up through their formative years worried about school shootings. Governor Gavin Newsom also points out, we cannot make it through the first week of school without mass shootings, and the GOP will continue to do absolutely nothing while our kids are being gunned down. This is sick. Let's read some of the updates. Two children killed and 17 people injured in a shooting at Minneapolis Catholic School Mass. The shooter fired through the windows of the Catholic Church in Minnesota today. And as Representative Maxwell Frost points out to all the conservatives who have been posting thoughts and prayers. Listen, we all understand that it's tragic and it's sad, but Representative Frost points out these children were probably praying, like literally praying while they were shot to death at a Catholic school. Don't give us your effing thoughts and prayers. Trump got rid of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Trump gutted the resources that were in place to keep our communities safe. Gun violence has been a top issue for Representative Maxwell Frost. He and President Biden created the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Trump scrapped it. Then Republicans have the goal to say thoughts and prayers in this scenario. I'm going to report more about this story, but just really quickly, even in my formative years, in elementary, in middle school, and in high school, we had to do shooting drills. I was 10 years old, when Sandy Hook took place, somewhere around there. But ever since Sandy Hook, we had to do school shooter drills. And I remember someone would come around and shake the door really loud to model like a school shooter trying to get into the classroom. It's crazy that it just became normalized when we were kids. And this is exactly why it became normalized. Micah Irfan, our lead policy advisor, gives us a little bit of insight into the photos posted by the shooter. Now, I'm not going to go into the manifesto because it's just not responsible to do that the day of. We talk about that later, but he says, the Minneapolis shooter was a Nazi. We must do more to protect our kids from these bloodthirsty psychopaths. You see, 6 million wasn't enough. You see Nazi scribblings all over about Jewish people. In this clip, you see the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, talking about the thoughts and prayers.
These were Minneapolis families. These were American families. And the amount of pain that they are suffering right now is extraordinary. And don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance. These are the sort of basic assurances that every family should have every step of the day, regardless of where they are in our country.
Very well said. Let me show you the moment a Fox News host named Trey Gowdy had a rare moment of clarity. Now, state regime media that they call Fox News is always trying to spin for Republicans. But in this case, Trey Gowdy just says it's always a straight white male. It's always a young white male who's doing these shootings.
How can we prevent this? How can we stop it? And the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands. And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean, how many school shootings does it take before we're going to have a conversation about keeping firearms out? It's always a young white male, almost always. I mean, did anyone this morning think, I wonder if that was a female?
No, he's right. It's almost always a young white male. And he says, without saying it, when are we going to have this conversation about firearms? And here's the thing. I personally am not of the opinion that we need to take away every single gun from every single person. No Democrats are of that position. Republicans always try to strawman that. And even Obama, throughout his term, had to say, no one wants to take away all of your guns. It's not realistic. It's not popular. That is not what anyone wants to do. We want common sense guardrails or laws in place that can flag people with mental health issues. We want to maybe have some sort of gun buyback, so a lot of the guns out there on the market illegally can be turned in for money or for others, something else in exchange. There has to be a way to reduce the amount of guns on the street, reduce the amount of insane people who are able to get guns without taking away the average gun from the average gun owner. But it seems like our politicians don't actually want to find a solid solution. They just want to argue over it. In this clip, a Fox host then tries to derail the conversation, and Sean Duffy begins to blame it on SSRIs and depression. Listen, does social isolation play some role in a society? Yes, but SSRIs and depression, these things exist in other societies that don't have these levels of shootings because they don't have this level of gun access. It all comes down to the gun access. That is the amplifier, the force amplifier that allows people to kill 10, 20 people at once. Is depression something that we should talk about seriously and try to have therapy for? Of course, but that's not the only thing that we need to be talking about.
And that is about the last big school shooting we remember. I mean, there's been others. The last one with a lot of attention was at a Christian school. This is a Catholic school. What happened this summer in Syria in the middle of Mass, June, at a Greek Orthodox church, right in the middle of Mass, children there, 22 children killed, 62 wounded. And so, yes, we need to think about these things happening here. Christians are the most persecuted religion in the universe right now in the world. So that's definitely a potential motive. But, Trey, you talked about how do we protect these schools. I think of two things, SSRIs and the kinds of medications so many young kids are on since such a young age. I hope Bobby Kennedy looks into that, our Secretary of Health and Human Services. But also,
as people in the replies immediately point out, guns. It's guns. They have SSRIs in other countries where this doesn't happen all the time, but guns are a lot harder to get. Get rid of the guns and the mass shootings will basically disappear or at least be curbed. Now, I just want to say, this is a disgusting event. A quick moment of silence to the victims. I'm not even going to do the thoughts and prayers thing. It's dumb, but for real, the victims have been on my mind all day. My heart truly does go out to the families. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.